Hello, my jewel. My question is based on my family, who have become a family of enablers. The reason why I say that is because my dad was diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer, and now he is cancer free. However, the frustrating part for our family is my dad never seemed to want to take responsibility for his own health. When we would go to the doctors, he would either be looking at myself, my mother, or my son. Whenever the doctor would ask him a question, he'd look to us for the answer. Whenever he has to take his medication, he looks to my mother to give it to him. We put it in a pill case for him so that he'd know exactly what to take and when to take it. But he doesn't know what he's taking. He doesn't care when he has to take it. He looks to her to give it to him. Now, they've been together for 60 years. There's just certain things I cannot do about that, because that's their relationship. But we have become a family of enablers from what I can see. And I don't know how to correct the problem. My dad is 85 years old. Can this problem be corrected? He doesn't seem to care. So but it's frustrating for me as the caregiver, because my concern also is if we all leave this planet before he does, nobody is going to do this for him. He needs to do it for himself. Thank you for your time.
Wow, thank you so much for that question. That took a lot of courage. And you know what? You stepped on a nerve. I can relate. There are those of us that have this DNA of being givers and loving hard and showing up for other people. Even though you don't feel appreciated, you just keep giving. Oh, and people start to take you for granted. And then you start to lose track of reality because you love people so much. You let go of your standards, your boundaries, and your deal breakers. You let go of your goals and your dreams and your passions. And enabling is such a triggering word. There is a difference between enabling and loving a person. When we are enabling other people, we feel sorry for them and we feel like we have to take the responsibility to take actions for them. And then we start to feel resentment. We start feeling like we're being taken for granted. We feel anxious because we think they need help and we want to rescue them. We feel guilty if we don't help. We consistently put other people's needs before our own. And then sometimes you may find yourself kind of minimizing and denying what's going on. But lucky for you, you are acknowledging what's happening and you are calling it out. You have been enabling. You're not making any more excuses for this behavior that you're experiencing, because an enabler worries too much and feels very anxious about what someone is doing or what they're not doing. And they just find themselves routinely doing things for someone that they could be doing for themselves. And I know we're taught to honor our father and our mother. We don't want to harm them, disrespect them, disobey them, or disappoint them. Not our parents. We're taught to respect our elders. Thank you so much for this question. Because, you know, trying to keep the peace and just do whatever you need to do between your mom and your son and yourself, this triangle, keeping the peace and just continuing to do this means that you're falling to pieces, my friend, while you are wearing a superwoman cape. What happens when we enable someone? We remove the natural consequences of their behavior. I'm sure this wasn't easy for you to share, because there's a fine line between love and enabling. And what I've discovered is that when we are enabling someone, what we're really trying to do is escape the uncomfortable emotions or the inconvenient truths that we need to bring to surface. And what happens when you are enabling, you are locked into a lose-lose position. You've got to set boundaries. But when you set the boundaries, an enabler feels like they're doling out some type of punishment, or they're rejecting the parent, or they're abandoning the person that they love. Enablers struggle with the guilt. Like, oh my God, I'm damaging this person. I'm hurting this person. I'm forsaking this person. And the one thing that all enablers have in common is that they love someone who is out of control, and they find themselves taking more responsibility for the actions that that person should be taking for themselves. I know you love your dad, but enabling people, you begin to find yourself in emotional bondage. You become the hostage. Because people that become needy, people that become dependent upon an enabler and a caregiver, they learn to manipulate their enablers in order to get what they need, to keep the support coming, to keep the help coming, to keep the relationship intact. And I'm not saying that your dad is narcissistic, but I'm saying there's some traits that you may want to look at when a person is demanding. And when, you know, when the roles are reversed and the parent starts acting like a child and a child starts feeling entitled. And yeah, sometimes people are demonstrating different degrees of narcissism on the spectrum. I mean, they start feeling like they deserve to be treated like a royal person, and the only thing that matters to them is what they need. And you know, if you are a perfectionist, if you love serving, if you love giving, if it's in your DNA to show up and always be there and accountable, if you can't do it, somewhere in your psyche, you may feel like, well, maybe I am falling short. And you don't ever want to have that self-perception that I'm failing. And so you overdo it, you overdo it, you overdo it, you overdo it. And so it's important also to put in perspective that, you know, your dad is in his 80s. So your parents come from a traditional society stereotype of expectations that women are to care for the house, care for the children, do the cooking, do everything and sacrifice, provide the emotional labor and the physical labor. Yeah, there was a belief, and it's still around today, that women must sacrifice and they must take on this extra burden. And then they confuse the love and the caring. And now they become abused and they become exhausted and overwhelmed and resentful because we confuse caregiving with love. Because you want to care for your dad. You want to show affection for your dad. You love your dad. But you got to also love yourself. And what happens is that when we are consumed with enabling and having other people depending upon you for everything, you are now distracted from your issues and your needs and your priorities and the things that you value. And somehow you've got to find some balance. Because enabling holds you captive. And you're doing all of the emotional labor and all the physical labor. And so what you got to do is take ownership for your own life and set clear boundaries. And create that self-talk that is not making you feel guilty or making you feel like you're abandoning or punishing your dad. You are obviously a good daughter. You have showed up, but you got to establish some new routines and limit your availability. I know what it's like to love hard. I know what it's like to just always be the one that shows up, always be the one who's giving, but you got to modulate that, regulate that. You got to get some balance, because when you love hard, it's not always the healthiest thing. When you stop enabling, it doesn't mean that you stop loving your dad. It does not even mean that you cannot even help him. You can still help him, but please know there's a difference between offering healthy help and enabling. Continue to love, continue to show up, continue to be the amazing woman that you are, and know the difference between healthy help and enabling. Know the difference between caregiving and enabling. Face the inconvenient truths so that you can ask the Lord to give you guidance as to what you need to do to move forward in a healthy way. As you beseech the Lord and ask God, what do I need to do? So it may not be an extreme change. It may just be a gradual change. You may incrementally slow down and know that it is a process. You can't go cold turkey. No, you just got to slowly break away from enabling and take ownership of your own life. Set those clear boundaries, establish new routines, limit your availability, and love yourself and pat yourself on the back for being a great daughter. God bless you, and thank you so much for submitting your question. For those of you that are listening, you can submit your questions to me. I am Jewel Diamond Taylor, the Self-Esteem Doctor. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to share this message with others. And most of all, stay in the light.